Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. I took a little bit of a hiatus for a couple of weeks for a couple of reasons, but you probably saw that I announced that I'm pregnant, and I've just been so exhausted and working from home, and with COVID-19 hitting, things have just been so crazy and up in the air. But now that I'm able to breathe again and come up for air and figure out our new normal, I want to get back into the swing of podcasting. So this week we have an episode with my friend Heather. She's an event planner, and we chat about everything from running a business to being a mom to being an entrepreneur to being in the event planning business amongst this, you know, COVID-19. There's just so many people who are affected, and my heart goes out to everybody who truly is affected health-wise. But we also talk about it from another angle, and that's just, you know, people who have their weddings planned during this unfortunate season, and they have to kind of pivot. People who have conferences and their livelihoods and things like that. So it's a super interesting conversation with Heather. And I think that no matter your standpoint, you'll definitely get a good perspective from this. So let's jump right in. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to chat with you. So let's jump right in. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I live in Canada. I live in the mountains of Whistler, British Columbia, and I run an events company here. And a big part of what I do these days is run an organization called W North, which I founded 6 years ago to support women on their journey to the C-suite. I noticed there was a lot of, there was a gap in the support for women mid-career in their drive and ambition to get to leadership. And so I founded that organization, and I also have two small children, 1-year-old and a 4-year-old, and a husband. And right now we're just hunkered down for COVID-19.
Aren't we all? What has that been like for you, you know, working from home with a 1-year-old and 4-year-old?
So it's been interesting because I was actually saying to somebody recently, there hasn't been too much transition because it's a little bit of how we've worked and lived for the last little while. Anyway, as an entrepreneur, I didn't take the maternity leave. And so I have been working with my daughter at home for a while with a couple of days of reprieve and daycare, and my husband's home too. So we have had to make adjustments. The biggest adjustment has definitely been having my 4-year-old around for, 7 days a week now. And that is an age that is, very busy. So it has definitely been a transition. And I'm so grateful to have my husband, who also works from home, around. Everyone in our community of women leaders is, and I just got off a call with a bunch of them. We had a discussion around women and burnout. And, everyone is working through the new reality right now. And it's tough. How are you doing?
I have one 18-month-old, but then I'm also pregnant.
You're pregnant.
And I'm working from home. My husband's home, and I swear it feels like triple the work with my husband home. You think it'd be a little bit easier, but,
It depends, right?
Yeah. So, because we're both trying to get work done. So it's definitely a balance and trying to, you know, give the kid, you know, proper attention and give them love and, you know, just not be shushing them all day while you're trying to get phone calls done. So it's definitely been a challenge. But nonetheless, it is nice to, you know, kind of all reconnect again and be stuck in the house together. Just have movie nights and play puzzles and things like that.
It definitely gets your creative juices flowing when it comes to trying to produce entertainment. Yesterday, we still have a fair amount of snow in our backyard, but it was quite warm, so we started shoveling the snow out of the backyard so that we can get to the backyard sooner. Aww. So that was yesterday, Amity, and it was actually kept the kids quite busy.
So how has COVID-19 affected your business aside from, you know, your work from home lifestyle?
So very, very great question. Last week, we made the very difficult decision to postpone our April conference. So we had our 6th annual conference here in Whistler scheduled for April 15th to 17th. And, you know, based on the trajectory of the virus right now, it's looking like mid-April through mid-May is going to be a very tough time. So we postponed our conference to October, and that was the right thing to do. We have women coming from across Canada and some of the Pacific Northwest. And so we have started to make alternate arrangements for October. And it was one of the things that was really positive about this experience is a lot of our vendors, our venue, our production AV company, all of the team members that work on the event were very understanding. And, you know, we have almost seamlessly moved it over to our new date. And we're working on, inside of our community, we do a lot of in-person member meetups, and we've moved those all online. So we use Zoom to connect with everyone. And this morning's session, we did a discussion that was pre-scheduled before COVID-19 around women and burnout. And there was a really active discussion around women working from home with their children and how everyone's coping. So it definitely has shifted gears from the conference and from the W North Members Club perspective. And in addition to that, our events business, which works with a number of corporate events that were scheduled for the late spring, have had to shift as well. And weddings that we work on have had to shift as well. So lots of moving parts if you work in events right now.
Yeah, I was actually just saying that to a girlfriend the other day, how I really feel for, like, these brides who, you know, have been planning their wedding for however long, and now they're going to have to, you know, make changes and shift and just, it's just not fair, but...
It's a very emotional time, and yeah. I had a couple of calls with brides yesterday, and I'm just trying to be a coach for them. You know, at the end of the day, it's a decision that they have to make. But my venue for the conference, my lead there, who's the sales manager, she really kind of coached me into the decision to postpone. And I am trying to take that lead with regards to the bride, understanding that's a very difficult decision to make, but if I can give them all the resources and the answers to make it easier, then I feel that I'm doing my job.
So before we move on to talk more about what we can expect at your event, I just want to touch on this one more time because I feel like you have, you have a little bit of experience of this, but now, what recommendations would you give to family, friends, brides, people who have upcoming plans and whether they should shift to make it online or postpone? Like, how did you make those decisions as an event planner?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So, you know, there was with a lot of large tech companies moving to an online format, there were a few people that brought up, are you going to move it to a virtual conference? And for me, that wasn't really an option based on what we have built for in-person connection. I think that the in-person connection at the conference is really special. And for us, we are a boutique conference, 180 people. That wasn't the experience that we wanted to deliver. So postponement was an easy answer for us. When it comes to making decisions right now, whether it's travel plans, whether it's whether it is weddings, whether it is going to weddings, I think what's really important is for people to have their plan B. I've been coaching a lot of people around that, what that plan B would look like, and in some cases a plan C. We don't know what the future is going to hold. We're going one week at a time, but I think it's important to create backup plans right now more than ever. So if you are looking at family holidays, if you're looking at planning an event, or you have an event coming up, I think that it's really important to figure out what that strategy is going to be.
That's a really great advice. I know a lot of people, like you said, you know, have upcoming events and holidays. So just having a couple backup plans, and I guess not being set on your original plan, is our only course of action right now.
Yes, and I think, you know, not if you haven't committed to anything, you know, then sort of stay the course and just, you know, let's just wait and see how this is going to proceed. But, you know, I want to say that for all those people that are, you know, staying home, we are self-isolating here in our home, and we are going on, I think, day six. And I just wanted to say, you know, stay the course. We're doing the right thing. This is not going to be an easy time, but my favorite quote that I've seen out there, which is you know, our grandparents were called to war. All you're being called to is stay on the couch. And that is so true. So be creative with your children. Find some fun things to do, and, you know, just take one day at a time.
Great advice. I love that. So for somebody who plans or would like to attend your event in October, I believe you said you're going to reschedule it for?
Yes, October 28th to 30th.
What can they expect? How can they get more information about it? Give us all the details.
So the WNorth Conference is a gathering of women who are driven and ambitious. A lot of women are mid-career, mid-management in a corporation or scaling their company as an entrepreneur. We're really heavily focused on leadership development and moving from not only the doing, but the managing teams and managing multiple teams. So really scaling your leadership skills. When you come to the conference, we have global keynotes from leaders from a variety of sectors. We have workshops. We're really hands-on with workshops. Some of the workshops we had for October are conflict resolution. You talk about imposter syndrome. We have a session on leading like a coach. That is a really important topic, especially right now. You know, there is an importance on leadership, but a lot of people that we are managing need coaching. They need to be coached through this crisis that we have right now. So that topic is resonating more than ever right now. And with regards to the conference itself, we gather at a beautiful spot on a lake in the mountains in Whistler called Nita Lake Lodge, where we have a maximum capacity of 180 attendees and a really high engagement of our speakers with our attendees. That is a really important part for me when creating the conference. I had gone to a number of large trade shows or conferences with thousands of people and really missed that connection and that, you know, feeling like the speakers were just kind of flying in and flying out was something that I really wanted to get away from. So we do dinners called the Connect Dinners, where we have one speaker for every 10 attendees, and we do them in private dining rooms in all of the best restaurants in Whistler. So you really get a chance to meet your favorite speaker, sit beside them at dinner, and ask them questions.
That sounds like so much fun. I feel like every businesswoman could really reap the benefits of it.
Definitely. And one of the things that we hear a lot that they love about the community is this blend of both entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. You know, a lot of times we try to silo entrepreneurs or corporate women into different categories or industry specific conferences or events. We really believe that a lot of these women are at the same level of leadership, and there's so much power and collaboration between those sectors.
I love that, because you know what? We can learn from women who are, you know, higher up than us, but they can also learn from us, you know, where we're struggling and kind of bridge the gap there. So that's really cool that you're able to integrate women of all levels.
Yeah, and I think one of the things is there is a lot of mentorship that can happen across those two paths as well. You know, there are corporate women that wish to start their own companies, and they seek out peer mentorship from women who are already running their own businesses. Or vice versa, there are corporate women that are running, for example, a friend works in a tax and accounting company, and she can really provide a lot of advice to me and other entrepreneurs with regards to, you know, taxes that we didn't necessarily have access to. So there is a lot of cross-collaboration.
So one of the other things that really drew me into your business was that you guys are conscientious about being sustainable, which is definitely one of my passions that I talk about a lot on my blog. You know, I really focus on living a non-toxic lifestyle, but I also want to be more sustainable. So I would love for you to chat a little bit more about how you guys are gearing your events to be a little bit more sustainable.
Great question. So this year, we really wanted to make sure that our gift bags were zero waste. So, you know, and promoting not only just having a zero waste gift bag, but also promoting a zero waste or low waste lifestyle. So one of our members runs a new business called the Fulfill Shop. And so we partnered with them, and we are partnering with them for October to produce a gift bag that includes items that can be used in your zero waste or low waste lifestyle. So the bag itself is a bread bag. There's a number of jars and containers that can be used for promoting your zero waste or low waste lifestyle. And this was a move that, you know, my team really pushed forward and said, you know, how can we be more sustainable? And a number, I mean, if you've been to any conference, there's so much waste when it comes to gift bags or stuff you don't use. And we really wanted to move away from that. So I'd say that, you know, one of our big focuses when it comes to, we've just moved away from printing an actual program, like a large program. We'll have a one-page agenda that is available on request. But we are moving everything online, and we use an app, and we use online tools as much as we can.
I love that, because you're so right. How many times do you go to a conference and then you walk away with a bunch of, like, you know, you appreciate the companies like to send you out the door with something, but at the same time, it's just knickknacks and paperwork that, you know, goes and sits in the corner of the room somewhere. So I love that you're really, you know, taking that approach, you know, in a responsible way.
Definitely. And another way is, and this is mainly, majority supported by Nita Lake Lodge, they have a very strong vegan and vegetarian menu. So we always have those options available to people as well. So we're trying to be sustainable in the food that we're delivering as well to our guests.
So it seems like you're really passionate about, you know, event planning and really empowering women. What made you, lean in towards this career?
So I started out in events back when I graduated from university. I actually moved to Whistler for a job in the marketing department of the ski resort, mainly working in events and sponsorship. And ironically, I thought for sure, I've always been involved in events through university and high school even as well. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to be in events for a couple of years. And, you know, when I have children, I'm not going to be in events anymore because, you know, events are very stressful and a lot of hours. And
yeah, and they take up your weekends too, right?
Right. So I didn't think I would stay in this industry as long as I have. But one of the things that's really kept me and drew me in, and obviously I've shifted my roles over the years from I previously worked in large scale festivals, music festivals, and film festivals and the Olympics I worked on as well, but when it was in the Winter Olympics was in Vancouver. But now it definitely, I mean, I've shifted in the way that we're more involved in corporate events. But for me, the real importance is this idea of human connection and bringing people together. That is something that I find extremely valuable in the business community. And I guess the other thing, the other attraction to events for me is it comes quite naturally to me. And so as a result, it's one of those things that doesn't feel like a lot of work because it is coming naturally. So here I am, still in events, and I probably will be for another 20 years.
I love that. So just a few takeaways for maybe some like college students who are interested in entering the events field and you know, they don't really know what to expect. What would be some advice that you would give to a younger entrepreneur or a younger college student who wanted to enter that field?
Yeah, no, that's a great, it's a great question. So my advice would be to learn as much as possible about some of the technologies that are available in events. I think that technology really has the ability to enhance the power of events. You know, as an example, when, you know, we have a networking app that allows our attendees to connect with one another and message one another. And that's a really powerful tool that maybe when we were attending events 10 years ago, we didn't have that capability. So technology actually comes into play in communications and customer relationship management softwares, all of those things are things that you need to learn and you need to master. We use a CRM called Infusionsoft, which is not an easy platform to use, but it has, you know, a lot of capabilities. So just for those who are considering going into events, understand that it's not all the show, and there are a lot of, there's a lot of computer time, and there's a lot of technology to understand and learn. So as long as you can embrace that, and, you know, there's a lot of free resources out there that we've taught ourselves or self-taught ourselves a lot of the technology through just watching, you know, YouTube videos. So, you know, there's a lot of education that you can get out there for free.
I love that tip. I fully anticipated you giving the typical, like, you know, find an internship response, but you went deep and gave a very specific response, which I feel like could be applicable in any business or any major. Explore the technology and figure out how to make yourself useful to get into that business. I think that's such a great tip. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
So as we wrap up, even though I feel like I could talk to you forever, I have a million questions.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us, you know, we gave some tips for the college students and people wanting to enter the event field. Why don't we talk a little bit about motherhood and being a wife and how you manage to, you know, take care of those little tiny humans every day and balance having a career and, just manage it all.
Yeah, no, it's a everyday challenge and opportunity. I have had a lot of support from my husband over the last year. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't take a maternity leave, which is a little bit more uncommon in Canada. I know in the U.S., maternity leaves are traditionally shorter, but my balance has been, you know, working in sync with my husband, Mike, and trying to create space for each of us to get our work done. We live in an area where we don't have any family around. So we have worked with our neighbors as much as we can to create a little bit of balance and shared duties. And that's also hard when they're this young. We're not quite at the age where they can go off on their own or just play by themselves unsupervised. I'm not going to lie. It's not easy. And when it comes to having two working parents, we work from home and we have a bit of fluidity. I'm constantly amazed with my friends who are two working parents who are going into offices on a daily basis. And, you know, it's a struggle. And one of the things that I'm really advocating for, and I hope that this COVID-19, you know, new working reality will have companies realize that we need to change the way we work. I would really like to see companies embrace more of a blend between family and work, not to the degree that we have to live through right now with kids being out of school, but just really taking shape and actually saying we're going to embrace a more flexible work environment. And, you know, I'm an advocate of that, and I'm hopeful that after this experience, companies will take note.
I totally agree. I feel like this is going to be a big eye opener for that, like, stigma that, you know, mothers can't work adequately at home with the kids and whatnot. So maybe there will be some good that comes out of this.
100%. I hope so.
So now that we're wrapping up, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you on social media, your website, give us all the details.
Perfect. So you can find us online at wnorthconnect.com, where you can find more information about our conference, which is taking place in Whistler, Canada, October 28th through 30th, as well as the Members Club at W North, which is a membership-based organization that connects driven and ambitious women in our six chapter cities, which are Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, New York, Toronto and London, England. And we're online on Instagram at Vivian and Connect.
Amazing. So I do have one last question for you. And I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
So this one is an easy one because Whistler Elixir is a local kombucha company here. And they have a flavor called Blue Ninja, which is wild blueberries, raw ginger juice, and hibiscus.
Ooh, I feel like I need to take like a business trip out there now, right?
You do. Very much so. And they've just started doing door-to-door delivery during COVID-19.
Very cool.
I'm really excited about that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Heather.
Thank you for having me.